Let us continue our response to God's word today through the prayers of the people. Let us pray. Lord of all being, we pray for our world, for the peoples of wealthy nations beset by barren lives of meaningless consumption, for the peoples of poor nations crushed by economic inequality and political exploitation, for the creation that groans and cries out against human depredation. Bound by Christ's compassion for the wounded and the excluded, may we in our own lives make real in the world your covenant promise of redemption, bringing the hope of your kingdom to all who despair and the dignity of their identity as children of God. God of nations, we pray for our country, for our political, business, and community leaders, for our citizens and our society, for our oldest inhabitants and our newest arrivals. May the awareness of our privilege of living in this time and place result not in a defensive determination to keep what we have for ourselves, but a generosity that makes available the gifts of abundance to those who have nothing. Merciful God, we pray for your church, the body of Christ on earth, for the communities of faith at Ringwood and Heathmont, for the Uniting Church in Australia, and for the church throughout the world. In the brokenness of our humanity, we are at different times beset by division or fear or a sense of hopelessness. Grant that in the unity of your Holy Spirit, we may follow truly in discipleship to Christ, celebrating diversity, embracing community, and daring the risk of innovation and new things. God of pain and hardship, we pray for all those who suffer because of religious, ethnic, or political conflict, for all those who struggle with the devastation wrought by natural disasters, for those whose affliction is the daily experience of loneliness, isolation, or despair. May your spirit of peace and healing be upon all those who suffer from injustice and abusive power. May the nations of the world unite to seek the peaceful restoration of civil society. And may we be the agents of your grace, breaking the darkness of pain with the light of your inclusive love. God of life and love, we pray for all those who have gone before us, and remember especially those whose anniversaries occur about this time. We pray in particular for Joan Allsop and the whole Allsop family. May they know the comforting presence of God in their family, friends, and community, and may Rod and all who have died in your love be embraced by your peace until that time when in Christ all creation is brought to its fullness in you. Lord of true knowledge, you know us with a depth from which nothing is hidden, in hopeful trust that in your love for us you will not turn aside our prayers. In silence we offer to you now those concerns inscribed upon our hearts. Lord of all things, in humble and hopeful submission to your will and care, we place all our prayers, spoken and unspoken, before you. In the name of your Son, our Saviour, Christ Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.